Well, welcome back to our final segment on Circles of Change. And as I often do on this show, I'd like to bring on people who reinforce that theme of how we can embrace the F's to get an A in transition, the idea of faith, family, friends, fun, food, fitness, finances, and focus on others. So my guests today actually are all in the focus on others category. They're here from the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson. So I'd like to welcome to the studio quite a crew. So that's Julie, John, Greg, and Crystal, who support 7,000 youth here in Tucson and are affiliated with an organization that actually nationwide serves over 4 million youth associated with 3,500 clubhouses. So welcome to the show, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning. Good morning. Great. Well, let me do a brief intro. Julie Penny is the current president of the Boys and Girls Club of Tucson, having served as holiday auction chair and being named Rookie of the Year for her sustained work. She's originally from Chicago, and Julie is owner of Piece by Piece here in Tucson, a firm that operates European women's, that offers European women's clothing and luxury denim boutiques. She's a triathlete. In fact, she's avoided the donuts here in the studio this morning as she's prepping for tomorrow. And she and her husband, James, love their two Rottweilers. Since 2008, my second guest here on the team is John McDowell. He's director of program operations, so he's running really the infrastructure that supports all these great efforts, which includes six clubs and a variety of programs that include the program staff and their development, as well as the supervision of the club directories and the facilities, and as well a $2.5 million annual operating budget. John has been involved with Boys and Girls Clubs since 1992, following his criminal justice studies at Pima College, and he also served our country in the United States Air Force. And he and his wife, Donna, have three children, four grandchildren, and head to the beach as often as they can. George Laslava is joining us as well. He joined the Boys and Girls Club at the age of just 8 years old when his mother needed a safe place for him to go after school. So he took full advantage of health and skill programs, character and leadership development, and George was truly engaged in all these programs. And at age 17, he was named the 2003 Arizona State Youth of the Year because of that commitment and recognized for his great contributions to the community. So how fun it is that George's career has circled back, and now he is indeed on the staff full-time of the Boys and Girls Club. And our final individual who actually organized this whole event is Crystal Machado, who's involved in marketing. So it's great to have Crystal with us as well. Well, let me start. George, let me go back just that intro. Did it ever imagine to you in your life that you would actually circle back and now after 9 years of being in the program, to now be giving back to the programs?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Always saw that.
When I first started the Boys and Girls Clubs, to be honest, I thought it was a place for bad kids.
Okay.
So I tried to avoid it as much possible, but when I actually was involved in the clubs, it was apparent to me that the staff were role models and were caring professionals. So I said to myself, one day I want to be one of them. And indeed, I was one of them. The roles are now reversed. So all the programs I took part in at the Boys and Girls Club, yeah, I'm now implementing as a full-time staff.
Isn't that terrific? And again, we said in the introduction, you folks are touching 7,000 children.
7,000 children currently in Tucson.
And then what's the age group then?
It's 7 to 17.
So really, all those programs have to have a different appeal then as well, because what an elementary school student versus a high school, it's a full spectrum.
Like our elementary kids are learning about eating healthy. And, you know, their self-esteem, and our teens are learning about abstinence and saying no to drugs. So all age-appropriate.
That's right. Well, Crystal, I know there's quite an activity going on here nationwide now with a new campaign and branding for the Boys and Girls Club. Tell us about that. And I understand, too, you're relatively new in your role.
I am. I've been here in this role for about 2 months now, but I've been with the whole movement for almost 10 years now.
10 years. That's terrific. Congratulations. Talk to us about this branding opportunity.
Well, the branding is that Boys and Girls Club America has a 5-year strategic plan, the Impact 2012, and it's a brand new strategy to have public awareness and support and engagement for the mission to serve the young people of America. And the goals for that is increased brand awareness and understanding the impact the clubs have on the lives of youth. Also, you know, the Be Great campaign is an idea which communicates for every child, there's a potential for them and a greatness, and all of us have a vital role in helping them and achieve their dreams. It's a call of action that speaks to how each target audience of this campaign can help kids reach their full potential.
And I think that's very important. So the clubs aren't just about outlets and fun and games, all that's important, but really you're giving them lifelong guidance.
Yeah, it's a place for them to help them find themselves and be appreciated for the individuals that they are.
Yeah, right, and carry that through their whole life. We're going to take a quick bottom of the news catch up here. Hang with us. We'll be right back for further discussion on the Boys and Girls Club of Tucson. Thanks again for joining us. again for joining us here on Circles of Change. I've got the team here from the Boys and Girls Club of Tucson. John McDowell is director of all the full operations and this wonderful staff. How many staff members do you have now on your team, John?
In the clubhouses, we have about 30 staff total. Well, seven of them being full-time staff, and then we have about 23 part-time staff in the six clubhouses.
That's great. Six clubhouses. And the age group of those, or the age of those facilities, they've been around for many years for the most part, haven't they?
Yes, they've been around. Actually, we've been here in Tucson since 1957.
How about that?
And that's when we were the Boys Club.
The Boys Club, yep, they've expanded it. And then, John, I suspect, of course, you can't get what you do done without the power of volunteers. Any idea what that volunteer count might be?
Volunteers, we have in the neighborhood of probably about 50 volunteers. They range from U of A students to volunteers from Raytheon Missile Systems, mm-hmm. to your average adult out there that just wants to get involved in kids' lives.
That's great. The typical programs that you've got, why don't you give us a rundown? I know that, you know, we made reference. I know there's a lot of sports and fitness and recreation. What about the other health and life skill programs?
Health and life skills, we have programs like Smart Moves, which George talked about earlier, which is our Say No to Drugs and Alcohol programs. We also have cooking classes even. We do a nutrition class. We also do a program called Meth Smart. Meth Smart teaches kids to avoid the use of methamphetamines, and that's the big push now throughout the country and especially here in Pima County.
You know, I have to imagine as well the fact that George got bit by this bug of giving back, not just being there to have fun and in his own way grow up, but to know that part of what he was being gifted is that appreciation for helping others.
Yeah, through one of our programs called Keystone, it's a character and leadership development program nationally funded by Taco Bell, helps youth to learn about giving back into their communities. And it's not just what the club can offer for you, but what you can do for your community yourself.
That's great. Well, the last person I've yet to ask any question, but I would love to again thank you, Julie Penny, for your great role as being chairman of the board and president at this time of the community organization that you've been involved with. Of course, this isn't your first time. You've been involved with them for several years.
Yes, I've been a part of this volunteer board for 6 years now, and I'm so proud of the work that we do, and it's really amazing to see the impact it's having on the kids of Tucson.
That's great. We've got a big fundraiser coming up in November. Why don't you tell us
yes.
about that?
November 21st at 5:30 p.m. at the Westin La Paloma, we have our annual holiday auction, and it's our biggest fundraiser of the year, and it is, you know, we hope to have about 800 people there, black tie optional, so it's a great excuse to get dressed up and come out and support. You know, we've got amazing items on live auction, silent auction, a really cool theme. And this year, our auction chair, Richard Bolanos, is putting on a party unlike any other. This is going to have a completely different feel. The theme is The Show Must Go On, and so it's got a real old-school kind of a Broadway feel, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, I think there's also a double message in that, of course, and that it's not an easy time right now to be in a leadership chair running a nonprofit, right? Why don't you tell us some of the challenges you folks are faced, and what I really want our listeners to think about, whether it be you're supporting the fundraiser or also thinking about how you might donate to help at this time. So tell us about the challenges you face, like probably all nonprofits right now.
Yeah, I think that a lot of nonprofits, I'm sure a lot of nonprofits, profits are in the same situation we are, which is we had to tighten everything up. Our executive director did an amazing job of trimming our budget by over $1 million to make sure that we could continue giving the kids the service, but we have zero fluff. We are really trimmed down to tight ship. So we are finding that our biggest donors aren't able to give at the level that they've been able to before. So we've decided, okay, here's another route, grassroots effort. Mm-hmm. Now we want to make sure that people know that every dollar makes a difference. So we've got this Be Generous campaign, and it's a way for people to donate $10 at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Every $10 makes such a difference for the kids. It costs us about $500 a year for the kids to go through the program for the whole year. But if their membership that the child pays is $5 for the school year, $5 for the summer. And if people could just donate $10 at a time, it would make a huge difference for all of these children.
That essentially funds a child and covers their membership.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's right. The the other aspects of the club, of course, in these trimming and the tight scenarios you've been, of course, you do have the opportunity to go for grants and some affiliation nationwide. So this isn't just a Tucson phenomenon, though, that's playing out.
No, it's everywhere and it's nationally. But, you know, our grants are down. Our government grants are down 40% to 50%. Our United Way allocation was reduced by 10%, so we're feeling it everywhere.
That's right. Well, think about the other ways that people can donate. They obviously can go to the website, which is bgctucson.org, or call directly at 573-3533. But some of the other ways people could contribute to the organization.
There's several ways. Auction-wise, they could certainly donate an item, a service, buy a ticket and go, or buy a table if you've got a friend, you know, if you've got 10 friends that want to go, buy a whole table, let's, you know, and have fun at the party.
Well, by the way, that there, one of the auction items is going to be the opportunity to come on my show on Circles of Change,
fun.
And also have the organization run their commercial within my show for a couple weeks. Or if it isn't for you and your business and it's something you'd like to donate then or pass on to a nonprofit you support, that's another thing we're going to be auctioning off as part of that.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
That's
well, it's
spectacular.
Fun. It's
that's
for
terrific.
Us to do, yeah.
That's terrific. You know, and I was going to say another way that people could support is on the website. There's a link that you can click on, a button you can click on that's a wish list, and it's pencils, paper, yeah. Things for the kids. You know, art supplies would be terrific. Things of that nature, books. So there's lots of ways, lots of opportunities for people to join us.
And I think, you know, we underestimate gifts in kind. I mean, for those of us that think we're really good at cleaning out our houses on a regular basis, I guarantee you there's something hiding in your in your closet or that stack of drawers that could benefit some of our children here.
It could make a big difference.
Big difference, that's right. Well, John, take us back to then your perspective as being director of operations. Some of the gifts in kind are the things that could help you actually with the facilities themselves?
Yeah, most definitely. One of our biggest needs right now is we have, like I said, our clubhouses have been around for some time now. We have our Holmes Tuttle Clubhouse, which has actually been is the oldest clubhouse, and it's been around over 20 years, and it's in some desperate need of some renovation. Right now, we're looking at about $250,000 worth of renovation needed to upgrade that facility to come up to standards to our newer clubhouses. We also in desperate need of equipment. Just basketballs. Volleyball,
so sports related equipment,
desks, computers, you name it. We desperately need a lot of those things. Have because of the budget, we aren't able to replace.
And the time that the kids come to the club, George, when did you come the most? Was it on the weekends or after school?
Every day.
Every day. Okay.
After schools, as soon as I got out of school, I would go to the clubs because of the programs, and they had this program called Power Hour, which helped you with your homework. And my mom worked two jobs, so she couldn't help with my homework. So I found that the Power Hour program would help me. And on the weekends, the club was open on Saturdays. So you had something to do on the weekends, and which was go to the club and hang out with your friends.
Yeah. You know, we had on the show earlier Joan Martin and Howie Adams from the Touchpoint Connection. And they do specific mentoring into the high schools to really help us stem the tide of what is striking a number of high school dropouts. And I have to imagine what you folks are doing is actually way in front of that and gifting the younger kids an outlet to get that additional help that they just might not be able to get from their families. The idea of homework in particular. Did you volunteer for that program, or did someone kind of said you have to do that?
Both. But it's a very rewarding program because the program not only helps you with your homework, but it gives you a lot of other different options if you don't have homework, which is reading. And Boys and Girls Clubs is really good at giving incentives. So you were either getting pizza parties, you were being able to go on special field trips.
Okay.
My favorite thing was every program has a T-shirt. So I felt that sense of belonging immediately. Like, I was a part of the Power Hour program because I had a Power Hour T-shirt.
Right. Well, you know, and in the working world, we do the same trick. You know, bring food, they shall come.
Yep.
You know, cookies always get people to meetings. Right, Julie? You do that, I'm sure, with your
team. Absolutely true.
That's right. Well, the other aspect of when the young people join your program, do you find that they join at the younger age and then stick with it through the duration? Are there logical entry points along the way?
Oh, the neat thing about our facilities is they're traditional clubhouses. So our gym is our hook.
Okay.
So the gym brings in everybody. Everyone loves the gym. They love to play basketball. But the other thing is we have this art room. So children that have different talents that can't shoot a basketball, like I can't shoot a basketball. But you have the arts and crafts room. That's an option. We have an amazing technology center sponsored by Cox. And in the technology centers, we're making music. We're doing videos. We're doing web pages. A lot of fun activities. And the most important part is there's caring professionals who want to guide you and mentor you into the right direction.
Well, in fact, we even started out our two-hour show about that with our colleague Bill Hendricks. It's this idea of helping young people discover what their passions are and help them find that core thing, whether, as you said, the technology piece or the sports piece.
Correct. And there's over 20-some different programs that we offer, so there's a program at least for every single child that walks through our doors.
Oh, that's right. Which are the programs that are most subscribed by the kids?
Our Smart Moves program, which is funded by the city of Tucson. And in that program, there is so many different activities. It's an 8-week program, but it's fun. And the staff that help implement that programs have been through the program. So the roles are reversed.
The roles are reversed,
right.
Again, that's circling back. Okay. And Julie, yourself as a volunteer, I know, again, you're, of course, in a leadership capacity, but you started in you wove your way in to help. Tell us about your own personal journey to get involved with the clubs.
You know, it's you start off going to the auction, great party, and then they get you by having one of the kids speak.
Oh, yes.
It speaks to your heart. You have to become a part of this. And then the more time you spend at the clubhouses, the more interaction you have with some of the kids. And I've formed a very special friendship with one of our club kids, and we still go to lunch once or twice a month and check in with each other. And there's just such a connection, and you can see the difference that it's making for these children. So it makes you want to do more and more and more. And that's how you end up being the auction chair and going into the presidency and trying to make an impact.
Well, I think the other piece of it is you're not just touching that child, but you're also providing a mechanism to help their family situation. And also you're gifting back a much stronger human being that's going to give to the community. You know?
I believe that's true. And since I don't have children, I consider all these kids mine.
You've got plenty of children,
yes.
I suspect. John, yourself as the director of programs and in the operations side, what attracted you into this field of work?
Actually, what attracted me was my degree was in criminal justice, and I had always aspired to be a juvenile probation officer. Part of the study required that I do an internship.
Uh-huh.
Well, I visited the juvenile courts jail facility, and I saw what was going on. I said, you know what? I'd rather work with these kids before they get in trouble.
That's
and
brilliant.
That's why I chose the Boys and Girls Club.
Outstanding. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Again, my guests are from the Boys and Girls Club of Tucson. We're talking about their organization, and also we'll mention again their upcoming fundraiser on November 21st. Thanks for joining us on Circles of Change, and we'll be right back. Here we are in our final segment on Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Again, our call-in line is 751-1041. Our toll-free is 877-544-2580. If any listeners would like to call in, again, 751-1041. And questions for the team here from the Boys and Girls Club of Tucson. I would like to openly acknowledge that during the break that Staples just called in and made a generous donation to your upcoming endeavor. So, Julie, keep the Twitter, the tweets, the Facebooks, all that stuff open on the line to help out the clubs. That's great.
It's amazing how powerful a tool that is. About once a week I'll say, I'm wondering who has celebrity friends that can give us fabulous things for our auction. We just got a guitar signed from a band, so you just never know. And now Staples calls in to give a great gift.
That's
love
great.
It.
Well, I think your comment earlier in the show, too, is this idea that there is no gift that's too small.
True.
Because, quite frankly, any organization feels that in times like these. $10, folks, to allow a child to stay in the program year-round. That's a tremendous thing. Crystal, I had made mention in the introduction and your opening comments that you've been with the Boys and Girls Club now for 10 years and 2 months in your new job. How did you first get involved with the clubs?
I first started out when I was 17. I was at Choya High School, and they had this co-op program where you go out and get a job, and you work half day, you know, at school, and then you go out to your job. And I just had this opportunity to come to Boys and Girls Club as a teenager. I was able to join the clubs, but like George, I thought it was for kids who were in trouble all the time. So I sadly didn't join. But, you know, I've always worked in administration office But when I can, I have, you know, gone into the clubs and volunteered, helped, you know, wrap presents. Both of my sisters were actually able to be members. So it's just glad that that resource was there for them, because my parents also both worked and they needed a place to go. And they would come with me to work and I'd drop them off before I went in. And they loved every moment of it.
That's great. So it's a family, multiple generations of your siblings. Well, from your perspective, then, how have the clubs changed in these 10 years and 2 months you've been with them?
Well, you know, we've grown so much. We actually opened up a new clubhouse, Jim and Vicky Click Clubhouse, about a year ago, and we were able to add on more members to that, and I'm just glad that it happened in that neighborhood. It's Columbus and 29th area, and those kids definitely needed something there for them, because there's no place for them to go after school, and they need someone like Boys and Girls Club to impact their lives.
That's right. Well, John, back to your role, of course, in operations management. Of course, you're not doing it all by yourself. I suspect there's quite a collaboration that goes on between your organization and the schools, for example, or other support networks. Is that the case?
Oh, yeah. I think over the years it's become apparent that, you know, no one organization can solve youth problems on their own. So collaboration is definitely important. With TUSD, we have developed a collaboration. Matter of fact, our last two clubhouses that we built on TUSD property.
Okay.
The Doolin Middle School that Crystal just alluded to is the only middle school that has a gym, because we provide the facility with a gym. They provide us with the kids, and it's, you know, it's a win-win situation for both of us.
I would think, too, that there's a chance then to really mix the children as well. So for those who aren't as fortunate to have a parent that's staying at home, or aren't as fortunate to have access to resources, with the children that do, so that you can cross some of those unfortunate boundaries that sometimes surface.
Oh, that's definitely that's going on in all of our facilities.
Yeah, that's right. Julie, you're having been Rookie of the Year. What was that all about? Was that just you're getting involved at a certain level of energy?
I think so. Every year, the board president chooses their Rookie of the Year, and I am the girl that inside of 6 months was asked to be the auction chair and naively said, sure, of course, we can throw a party. And so I think that was the big part of it. But, you know, it's all about finding more people to join our board, finding more benefactors, that kind of energy. Makes you a rookie.
Well, I wanted to say, I think some of the documentation that Crystal was so nice to pass over to me before our show, you've got 7,000 young people that are ages 7 to 17, and 39% live in single-parent homes, and 90% are minority youth. So you're really touching an organization that's, you know, not the typical family dynamic that we knew of yore, but probably is very contemporary today.
Yeah, these kids definitely need the help that the clubs give them, and the programs are definitely there to help them along the way.
Yeah, that's great. Well, John, tell us about the board that allows your life to happen then, as running the operations, the members that are on Julie's board that help you out. What's your perspective and the relationship you have with your board?
You know, I'm not just saying this because Julie's sitting next to me.
I am listening.
But I've been with the Boys and Girls Clubs now 22 years, and I must say that we must have the best board of directors in the state for any organization. During these hard financial times and other organizations are falling by the wayside, our board continues to support us. What we need, they wind up getting. I think they work harder than I do sometimes. I mean, they're always out there. We say we need, they say how much, and they go get it.
Well, I would also say that's probably a testimonial to your ability to manage up. Wouldn't you say, Julie?
True. The support we get from the professional staff makes it very easy for us to make the ask to go out and recruit and get things. So it's all about the cohesive teamwork between professional staff and volunteers.
You bet. George, your perspective on that?
Well, we had to cut all our special events this year from our operating budget, and Bank of the West just came in and is sponsoring a Thanksgiving meal for all our clubhouse members in all six facilities. So they're just, Mike Adams, he's on our board, and they're just stepping up to the plate and helping us out when we need it the most.
Yeah, that's amazing. True. Oh, and one more thing about Bank of the West, and that is he is putting a drop box in every one of his branches that people can bring a brand new toy. And will help to have a Christmas party for the kids. So if anyone can bring in a brand new unwrapped toy, that would be terrific.
Those are great.
Really make a Christmas special.
Well, you talked about, we talked earlier about the upcoming auction and the other ways that folks can help and volunteering. Talk about the volunteer opportunities. John, when do you need most help? Is it during the, you know, regular conventional hours? Is it weekends? How could people volunteer their time and, you know, feel this energy that I get a sense of right here in the studio?
We're always in need of volunteers. And whether it's an hour a week or 2 hours a week, or if you can do 20 hours a week, that's fine. But anything that you can give and bring to the clubhouse, we appreciate it. Our kids are always in need of mentors, and that's the big push now. Mentors, you know, we try to get kids to emulate us, but one thing they do more so is imitate us. So we're always looking for people that's going to bring positive examples to our kids.
That's great. Well, to the team here from Boys and Girls Club of Tucson, it's been great to have you on. Again, for listeners, remember it's bgctucson.org. Their telephone number is 573-3533. And mark your calendars for that November 21st auction, whether it be you'd like to attend or actually donate or follow up and spread the good word about the wonderful support that this team has.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here.
Thank you so much.
You betcha. Well, join us next Saturday morning, October 31st, for a special Halloween show, because all of the 104 Saturday hosts, we're going to be broadcasting live from High Corbett Field at Reed Park during the Tucson Police Department's Cops and Rodders charity car show. So I'm looking forward to returning some of my own automotive roots, and I'm going to enjoy the family fun that for the duration of the day. In addition to teaming with my broadcast partners on change-related topics then next week, my featured guest will be a very talented painter from Bozeman, Montana, J-Rod Eastman. He goes for J-Rod for short. His whimsical paintings are featured at the biannual Tucson 4th Avenue Street Fair every year. Special thanks then to the full team here today at 104.1 The Truth, in particular Shannon. We've put her to work juggling quite a few things, and my podcast producer, Paul Pearson. Please consider thanking our financial sponsors who make this show possible by offering them some of your business this week, if you would, please. In addition to Larry Loff, Chris Lopez from Loff Lopez, the retirement specialist. Remember Rain Chaser Landscaping, Abbott Taylor Jewelers, Elizabeth Bellatro Estate Planning, Clay Harper Horsemanship, Mama Llama's Gourmet Empanadas, and Raspberry Frozen Yogurt, National Awakening Magazine, which is free on the newsstand, and of course, finally, Dark Star Leather. The Larson Group, thus, and this radio show, we stand committed to helping you go slow to then go fast, as I call it, letting you see and take full credit for the experience circles you've enjoyed in your life. We architect new directions, whether to help you be more successful within your current organization or move on to a new one. So please visit thelarsongroup.com, my site. Again, that's Larson with an E, to learn about our consulting and coaching services that are leveraged by clients literally from around the United States. We work very hard to position you to move forward confidently without feeling like you have to audition. We have a customized motivated abilities assessment process, as we spoke of today, of course, with Bill Hendricks from the Giftedness Center, and we can coach you to anchor your personal brand so you can remember Jen Cashel's message from YSN.com. And this all leads then to a resume that is ahead of how the rules of job search have changed. You'll be able to put that motion, the then, the know who, not just the know-how or the know-what, and try to power up your networks and your network's networks to hit the right target in a truly exciting what's next that can play to what you love to do. I also, out on my site, have an extensive listing of books, articles, research, and, of course, the library of 150 free radio show podcasts, so point people in our direction. Please take full advantage of these resources for your own change journey and to help others with theirs. If you're ready to go beyond self-study, remember I do offer free one-hour sessions on the telephone or face-to-face here in Tucson to test drive a relationship, so you can call me at 733-5758, or it's toll-free 877-544-2580, or also send me an email describing your challenge to change@thelarsongroup.com, and you can also access directly through our site. Thanks for joining us. This has been Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. I firmly believe you can get anything you want in life if you help enough other people get what it is they want, and certainly my guests here at the close of the show for the Board Love personify that. Please don't underestimate the influence you have on others who rely on you for leadership, mentorship, partnering, parenting, friendship, or, you know, even something simple as a single encouraging smile and a positive word. It isn't necessarily our talents and abilities that make us who we are. It truly is our choices. And as William Penn wrote, I expect to pass through life but once. If therefore I can show any good thing I can do to any other fellow human being, let me do it now and not defer or neglect it, as I shall not pass this way again. I wish you the confidence then to choose and shape your own path by walking on it in circles of change. We're going to be right here to help you and help you help others along that way. Have a great balance of the weekend and get those Halloween decorations out and treats ready for the kids. Thanks again for joining us and hope to see you next Saturday at Reed Park for the Cops and Rodders Charity Car Show. Have a great weekend. Thanks again.